So DRD Gold today reporting a profit of 62 million rand for the year against a 67.8 million rand profit a year ago. Revenue up by 2.4 billion rand from 2.1. Operating profit up by 13%. And they also declared a final dividend of 12 cents. DRD Gold saying they became debt-free in the 2016 financial year. My colleague Warren Dick spoke to CEO Neil Pretorius and he takes us through their results.
Our target is between 145,000 and 150,000, and we missed that target by about 1,500 ounces. So, you know, we had hoped to actually achieve at least 145,000 ounces. There were two things, though, one of which was entirely intentional, and that is that we have decided, in view of the fact that we had really good results and we were sitting in a fairly comfortable position, first complete the cleanup of one of our Far West sites before starting to mine one of the newest sites that we're going to start mine just to the south of Johannesburg. That impacted both on the number of units that we produce because it's slightly more difficult to mine from a site that's nearing its end. And that also pushed the unit cost per ton and the unit cost per gold produced, per kilo of gold produced up. I suppose if circumstances were different, you know, if we were under a more stressed set of circumstances, we may have accelerated that exit and started mining the other site sooner, but we were in a position to do that and to exit it, I think, in a responsible manner and leave it behind in as good a shape as we can, properly cleaned up. And then the other set of circumstances is, you know, these assets have been, if they were trees, they would have been standing in a hurricane now for the last 2-3 years. We were running them very, very hard. And at our higher grade site, the night site, we did some long overdue maintenance to CIL tanks and also to one of the mills, and that impacted on their throughput as well. But it was mostly managed and certainly intentional. We're going to be coming out of the cleanup site in about 7 months in February. The maintenance that we wanted to do at night, that's behind us. So hopefully from early in the new calendar year, we could see some of the volume numbers improve. Certainly the volume throughput will increase even further. Those will be lower cost tons, so hopefully that will also flow through the production kilo costs per unit as well.
Okay, so what is the guidance for the next year in terms of production?
So we're still targeting 145, between 145 to 150. It's not guidance, it's a target, but we think that we're probably going to be threatening the lower end of that target rather than the higher end, in view of the fact that we still have about another 6 or 7 months of cleanup ahead of us.
Okay, now you had done a bit of work I think you'd employed what you call the fine grind circuit at the Ergo plant, at your plant out in the East Rand there. Has that yielded the improvements in the yield in the grams per ton that you envisaged?
Yeah, we were targeting a reduction in the gold content of our residue, a reduction of 0.03 gram a ton, and we are seeing that. What we're also seeing, though, is slightly lower grades going into the plant, so it's assisting us to offset the lower yields and still maintain a relatively comfortable production rate. What it's also doing is it's isolating a very interesting, at this stage complex, but interesting concentrate, and we think that there's some more opportunity in further enhancing those recoveries and to offset the lower grades even further. But that's work into the future. On the whole, the targeted output of this particular circuit, when the capital votes were approved and submitted, we're comfortable that those are being achieved.
And based on what you're telling me about the areas that you're mining up until the start, roughly the start of the calendar year with the cleanup, you expect that those yields will remain in that kind of region?
I would imagine February, maybe March of next year, if we do manage to start mining this particular resource to the south of Johannesburg.
Right, okay. And then just a last question, Neil. You instituted a quarterly dividend in the third quarter. You've announced a final dividend. Are quarterly dividends the way forward for the business now?
We look at our net cash position at the end of every quarter. I think it's unlikely that we will be considering a dividend now after the October board meeting because, you know, it's less than a month and a half away from now. And it's more or less at that time that we're also paying out this dividend. So we look at the net cash position and take a decision. There's a cost involved in disbursing dividends, particularly in the United States, where the Bank of New York charges a fee to distribute it. So you do want to make sure that when you do pay out a dividend, that at least there's some value in it for shareholders, and you don't want to, you know, unnecessarily just pay out token dividends. I think the first serious consideration of a dividend is once again going to be at the half year after December.
That's Neil Pretoria, CEO of DRD Gold.